Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted on tonight that you have decided to join me on the particular ministry. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you, and my co-host, and all of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We actually have 250 individuals on the line. Thank you, thank you. Continue to text your friends, invite your family to listen in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Listen, listen, listen. On tonight, we're going to have heart surgery. Amen. And we're going to really analyze our hearts to see if our hearts are right. And we're going to actually go through the process. I have a lot of new individuals who have joined. We have 30 as of today who have joined, who are new. So we want to welcome you. And we're going to go through the process. I'm going to explain it to you once again. And I will continue to explain it because we continuously have different individuals joining. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And yes, you will hear some candy in my mouth because it soothes my mouth until all of these allergies and all of these other things leave, okay? Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us so we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And we ask that you continue to bless those in the hospitals, those who are coming out and those who are thinking about going in. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who are in bereavement for their family members or their friends. Then, Lord, we ask that you continue to bless those who are still not feeling well, but we are still walking and doing the work of the kingdom. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the ability to be able to rise up and do your will. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you heal us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. And then, Lord, we ask, would you bless this ministry in a particular manner to be a ministry that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight and that will help many people across this particular globe. And then most of all, Lord, we ask that this ministry magnify who you are, and not just this ministry, but other ministries as well. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch each person who's on the line right now, all 250, and those who will come hours from now, days from now, weeks from now, months from now, and years. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity. We thank you for the doors. We thank you for the valley moments. We thank you for the mountain experiences. We ask that you continue to give us strength and wisdom and courage in order to do your will. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the preached word, and we thank you for the promise. And we ask that we continue to stand on the igneous rock, and we continue to stand on your promises and continue to have faith and believe and trust. Then, Lord, we ask if there's any bowed down heads or any tears flowing from anyone's eyes, we ask that you wipe those tears away. If someone needs an angel to come and have a visitation, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you dispatch your angels And then, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but never out of your sight, we ask, would you give us somewhere, anywhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hey, amen. Amen. And I'm so excited that it is only 7:35, and we are here to magnify God, and we're here to have heart surgery. Amen. Praise God. We're here to have heart surgery. And for the new individuals, what we do every Monday on the AfridaLoveShow.com and StelloGospelMusic.com is we analyze and evaluate our hearts, right? And the reason why we do this is because on a daily basis, sometimes our thoughts or what we have in our heart is not of God, if we just be real about it. And so every week we have to go through this purification and this cleansing because, as I said before, we're on a journey and God is preparing us and God is dispensing gifts and blessings and favor. And we must be in the right mindset and ready because God says we must maintain what we have. And so every Monday we meet up here on the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, and we go over our wants and needs. Well, a couple of weeks ago, God revealed to me, your host, that we need a storehouse. God says, I'm blessing you with all of these things, but I need a place. I need for you to have a place to deposit it. And so it was like I was taking a quiz, right? And so I said, Lord, I said, well, let me think about it. I said, I could deposit it. I was thinking about all these places, you know. God says, I'm talking about deposit it where you can get to it when you go. And I said, well, Lord, love we have to carry with us, and joy we have to carry with us, and peace and understanding and wisdom. We have to carry all these things with us. And God says, right, because our souls, what we're trying to do is get to eternal life. And so we have to build up those things in heaven. God says we have to think on the good things and so that we can pull down from heaven because sometimes we get weak. Sometimes, you know, just because dealing with different spirits, right, we have to practice better patience and we have to watch what we say and watch what we do. And so God says these things must be carried on a daily basis for everyone. And so what started happening, saints, is that after that happened and after we went to the storehouse, I started really thinking about this thing, and we incorporated it. God showed me how to incorporate it. And so when we incorporate these things, when you get into those lion's dens like David and Daniel, God is showing a picture. He says when you get into those lion's dens, into the fiery furnace, he says he's always there with you, and you can quench it, and he said you will be saved. And so when we talk about that, we're talking about those moments when you're speaking, evangelizing, for instance, and you're going to a place where nobody believes in God, you know. Nobody trusts God. And so you have to be able to have a spirit of patience and love to understand, and you have to have spiritual shoes to put on because you have to assimilate. That's what we're talking about with this ministry. That's what makes us so unique. You have to assimilate how they feel. And not only do you have to assimilate how these people feel, but then you have to take off those shoes, and then you have to put on your spiritual shoes that God has given you. And so we're steady changing shoes. Amen. And so with that, we're going to need patience and joy and love. That's why we go through this process on a daily basis. Okay? All right. Go ahead and get your paper out and your pen or pencil, and I'm going to go ahead and reveal the verse to you. And afterwards, we're going to put on the music, and we're going to meditate, and we're going to cleanse our hearts and our minds. And then God's going to give us an encouraging word. Then we're going to have announcements. And then I'm going to bid you a great night and ask that you come back on tomorrow, God's will. Okay? All right. I have a journal here, and we're moving on up. Excuse me. And our verse for today is Matthew 19:26. Actually, it's for the week. With God, all things are possible. Excuse me. Matthew 19:26. With God, all things are possible. What's possible? God says all things. All things are possible with God. God, can I remove that mountain, whatever that mountain is in your life? God says no, but he can. I said with God. I didn't say with you, right? I said with God, all things are possible. And so we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to do a little heart surgery. Amen? Amen. So that's Matthew 19:26. All right, so let me go ahead and take you through this process because I have many new individuals. For those of you who have been with me, go ahead and make your T-chart, if you will. But those who have not, go ahead on the left side, put your wants, put the word wants. Don't write your wants yet, but put the word wants. And if your pen doesn't write, you in the house because mine not writing either. So I'm going to give us a second to get a pen that actually writes. Or a pencil, it doesn't matter. Okay. On the left side, put your wants. I want you to draw a line. On the right side, I want you to put your needs. Now I want you to make a cross. This is a T-chart, actually, but make a cross. And I want you to put storehouse where those lines intersect in the middle. Amen. Storehouse. We're on a journey, as you can see. We're all different directions. Under wants, I want you to put, and you have to write small. You can even put an F, but that's family. Draw a little bitty small line about a finger away and put friends. Draw a little bitty line right beside that and put your name, Afrida. Now, don't put Afrida, put your name, okay? Then where it says needs, okay, right heart. Okay, that's very important. That's the whole purpose of us being online here. Then draw a line and put mind and soul. Those are synonymous. Okay. And then put hands. All right. And God is speaking, and God says feet. Amen. Praise God. Now, I want you to understand something as God is showing me. When God talks about, when we talk about paraplegics, whether you're missing an extremity or not, God says still put it because God has given you the ability to utilize what you have. And whatever you have, whatever you're missing, God says that he compensates that. So he says, speak those things as if they were, as if they were. So don't not participate because of any infirmity, right? Because God says that he is able to provide where you will still be able to do as if it were. Praise God. Okay? So we're going to, when we look at our wants, I want to be very specific with you, okay? When we look at our wants for our family, friends, and ourselves, we're not talking about cars, we're not talking about homes and careers, we're not talking about any of that. We're talking about things that we should have in our heart, things that we need. Are you lacking strength? Are you tired? Amen. Are you feeling sick? Do you need healing? Amen. So that should go in those particular categories. When we talk about our needs, our heart, do you need more joy? Amen. Do you need love? Amen. All right? When we talk about our mind and our soul, are you thinking on the good things? Amen. Are you thinking about God? Are you thinking that you're going to make it through? Amen. That's what we're talking about with mind and soul, with our hands, with our hands and feet. Are you walking in the path of righteousness? Are you busy carrying on the kingdom of God? Amen. So when we talk about our hands, is it for healing? Is it for service? What are your hands utilized for? Now, I'm going to be very honest because we have some people who are listening who are imprisoned or things of that nature. If your hands was utilized for something other than something good, your hands are salvageable, says the Lord. So that means that from this day on or whenever you was listening to this ministry, what are you going to use your hands for? We're not talking about the past. God said that you ask for forgiveness. We're not talking about the past. We're talking about now. And I want to be very specific with you guys, okay? Your hands should not be used to harm other people. Your hands should be utilized to do the work of the kingdom of God. Okay? So I want you to focus on that and concentrate on that. And believe it or not, as we are speaking, God says the hands oftentimes are cued by the mind. So if you are angry, and if in your heart you are angry, right? Your hands, for some reason, is the action. Your heart and your mind, right, is the emotion or the thought. We'll call it just for purposes of this, and we know that it's not a person, place, or thing. We'll call it a noun, okay? Because your hands react, that is the effect of how you feel, okay? So we're going to play this music, and I want you to think about what your family needs, what your friends need, and what you need. And I also want you to think about your wants. When we think about needs, I just want that to be a personal thing with you. That's your time to just focus on your soul. But we have to pray for others first, okay? All right, so we're going to get this started. You're listening to the iFreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Please text somebody, tell somebody that iFreeToLoveShow.com is on. Be sure that if you want to call in, you don't have to say anything, but if you want to call in, the number is 347-843-4981. 347-843-4981. You can call in and listen. We have 275 individuals on the line. Amen. Then also you can go to iFreeToLoveShow.com and click on Number One Love Radio, iFreeToLoveShow.com, click on Number One Love Radio, or StellarGospelMusic.com and click on Number One Love Radio. All right, we're getting ready to begin, and we're going to write.
Thank you.
All right, as the music continues to play, I want you to think about, as we look at the various characteristics that we want to exemplify, as we look at the various needs, and as we look at the storehouse, and God revealed this to me, he says, you need to take the learners and the listeners through a process in which we take off anything that is not like God, and that we rebuke anything that is against God or not for God or does not seem like God. And when you rebuke those spirits, the spirit of confusion, the spirit of anger, whatever it is, whether you're in a relationship, wherever you are in your life, you're going to have to rebuke some things out of your life. And God is showing me a picture. He says it's kind of like when you have a stray dog who just comes to you. And I love dogs, y'all. You have a stray dog, and the dog is vicious, and the dog wants to hurt your innocent little puppy. You have to tell the dog to go away. And so sometimes we have to rebuke those things that's not like God. What am I talking about? What am I talking about? Those feelings that we wear, the chips that's on our shoulders, the hatred that some of us have in our hearts, the things that we listen to, we have to rebuke it sometimes so that we can hear God. We can sit up here, y'all, all day and write down our wants and our needs, but we're going to have to rebuke some stuff on this journey because you're carrying it, and God wants us to be free when we're walking this journey. We're not taking anything, remember? And some of you guys, you still walking. You still with me. But along the way, you bringing all this stuff. For what? God says he has everything we need. And so I need for you right now to rebuke. If you had a bad day, rebuke that day. Rebuke today. If you somebody said something to you, rebuke whatever it was. You have to learn throughout the day to rebuke anything that's not like God. That's the only way we're going to make it on this journey. Because I told you, this road is not easy. And people want to turn back. They want to give up. Because we have to deal with so many spirits that's not even like God. But that's part of our job. Because we have to reach these people. Remember, I told you about the area and the perimeter. And so, God says the next step that we're ready for, since we understand this process of wants and needs, and that it's not about materialistic things, but it's about us and our hearts and our friends and our family, and we have somewhere to store all this stuff, God says now we have to start rebuking. He says it's time to move. He says it's time to start packing and moving things out of your life that's not like him. And so that's our next phase, rebuking. And this is going to be a very personal thing with you and God. We're going to add a rebuking section. What do you need to rebuke out of your life? What is it? Worry? We're going to rebuke these spirits. I'm rebuking these allergies. I'm for real. We're going to have to rebuke some stuff, y'all. Because if you're not careful, these things will become a part of you. And you will start carrying these things on the journey. And you will be tired. And by the time it's time for you to reach a breakthrough point, you're going to be too tired to even receive. So we have to stop and rebuke some things. That's why God says we have those stopping points, those pivotal points, because some things we have to rebuke. We do. We have to rebuke it. And once you, I'm going to take you through the process. I'm going to tell you what rebuking means, and I'm going to take you through the process, and we're going to simulate it. And you're going to understand exactly what I'm saying, because everybody has been through some of these experiences of having to rebuke things. And I'm going to tell you, some of these things are going to hurt so bad. Close your fist. We did this experiment before, but make a tight fist. Just make it as tight as you can and hold it there as I'm speaking. Some of you are this angry. And because you're this angry, your heart is having to work overtime spiritually, and you're tired. And by the time you come on this ministry, you go through the process of the wants and needs. Then when you get up in the morning and go back to whatever place you're going to, you run into the same thing because you haven't let it go. And so what happens is, instead of you rebuking it, you're holding on to it. That's how people can get away with being angry with people for days, years, centuries, because we never let it go. But it's some things that you have to rebuke out of your life. Okay? Now slowly open up your hands. Slowly open up that fist. There's some nail prints. My hand is kind of red. Okay? Some of these things that you're going to have to rebuke is going to hurt you. Because these are all things that you love, you like. But in order for you to reach the next level, you're going to have to rebuke some things. And whatever that is, you're going to have to figure that out. I can't figure that out for you, but I'm going to take you through the process. So, God's will, get ready. Because we have our wants, our needs, our storehouse, and then we're going to have to rebuke some things. Okay? Because if you notice, in your journal, in your writing, you have shortened your list because it's not about materialistic things. It's about what's the inner part of your heart, right? And so once we begin to rebuke some things, we can add more things. But you have to rebuke. You can't have love and hate in your heart. It's either you love or you hate, right? So we're going to start the process of rebuking. We're going further and further in this journey. And God is opening some amazing doors, y'all. And I know he's doing it for you as well. And so it's very important that we continuously pray. As we listen to the voice of God, we want to make sure that we're doing the will of God. Jesus has formed the image of the cross. God says, remember when he went on the cross, not only was he in pain and suffering, but he had to rebuke some evil spirits. And sometimes you're going to feel like you on the cross, that you being crucified. And you're going to have to rebuke some of those spirits because you want to continue to walk purified in the journey. Only the pure in heart shall see God, and that's our destination. And so it's very important that that is what happened, is that we rebuke that which is not like God. We have to rebuke it. Okay? And so what I want you to do, your homework, is to figure out, God's will, by next Monday, what you need to rebuke. And bring those things, and we're going to have a simulation process where we rebuke different things in our lives. Because we can't continue to have all these good things and you still have some things behind these good things that needs to be rebuked. Somebody has to go. Something must go. Right? So we have to rebuke those things. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfreeToLoveShow.com. Also, the StellarGospelMusic.com. We have a couple of new joiners as we speak. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. And once again, I always say this, and I will continue to say this. It's very important that we give our lives to Christ. You don't have to be in church to give your life to Christ. Christ will continue to lead you to the church. You can give your life to Christ right where you are. That is how Jesus meets us. He meets us right where we are at all times. And so it's very important that when we are in the midst of God, that we present ourselves as a living sacrifice. And so you don't have to necessarily, you don't have to be in the church to give your life to Christ. You can do it right now. You can do it at this present moment, like right now. Okay? Now, I want to give you a couple of announcements, and then I'm going to bid you a great night. Because Dr. Love, Coach Love, your radio host Love, is going to go to bed early tonight. God is good, and he's blessing these allergies and whatever else this is. But I'm going to have to get some rest, amen, because we're going to have a full schedule. We're going to be doing many different things. So without further ado, be sure to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them, nudging them. Say, please listen to the AfreeToLoveShow.com and the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, publicists, magazines, nonprofits, businesses, anyone with a positive message, please, sir, please, ma'am, Facebook, Alfreda Love, Dr. Alfreda Emanuela, or Frida Love, or you can email me at emony_love@yahoo.com. I would love and I would be honored to have you as a guest on the ministry. Amen. Amen. Continue to pray for your family and your friends. Put them all in one line. Pray for them one by one and call them by name and call them when you call them by name. Make sure that you express what you are desiring. Because we can call anybody by their name and they'll answer. But once you begin to identify, for instance, Alfreda Love, allergies, neck hurt, Lord, please heal it. Just like that. Amen. Call it in the atmosphere. Also, pray for your friends because they need prayer. There are many different things happening. Pray for them. Pray for their families, their children, their spouses, their businesses. Pray for them. You don't have to tell them when you pray for them. Pray for them. Everybody needs prayer. If they tell you they don't, tell them to keep living. Praise God. In addition to that, don't forget to pray for yourself because we need you as a prayer warrior. If you are on the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, I need you to remain strong. And I know we get weak sometimes in the spirit, but I really need you to remain strong so you can be an intercessory for those who are still in the perimeter. Let's talk about this vision that God has given. Once again, some of you have made a step to the area, some of you. But there are still many more. Now, just because you come out of the perimeter and you in the house, in the area, don't start looking and talking about those people in the perimeter because you was there once before, and we still have a long way to go. I want you to go get somebody, reach out to somebody, tell somebody about God. And not only do that, but tell them about the AfritaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com. Invite them on the ministry. It is online. Somebody's calling right now. Praise God. My secretary will pick it up. Listen, invite somebody. Tell them that we're here. You in the area, but you was in the perimeter at first as well. So we're not going to talk about anyone in the perimeter. Amen? Because we one step away. So those in the area, it's time for us to move to the perimeter. Because there are people that we need to reach. It's a whole bunch of people now in the area. People have come out of the perimeter. Praise God. There's a breakthrough. Somebody heard the voice of God. Praise God. But there's still too many in the perimeter. So don't get comfortable in the area. Move around. Go talk to somebody. Tell them about God. If you're in the perimeter, you're talking to each other. And that's good. That's good. You speaking to each other. But I need for you to encourage each other. If you're in the perimeter and you are in the proximity, if you are close to someone, encourage them. And you encourage each other and then come to a compromise where both of you go into the area. Amen? Praise God. Okay, here we go. Now then, I have a couple of announcements to make. Once again, be sure to check out our website, AfritaLoveShow.com, and we're going to update it. And StellarGospelMusic.com. We're going to go over these websites in a few minutes, right? When you go to these particular websites, click on number one, Love Radio, and you will be right in the studio. Scroll down, and you will see all of the shows, okay? You scroll back up, there is a picture of yours truly. If you want to follow the show and receive email updates, just press follow. If not, you can still connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all these other good things. Amen. But be sure to tune in to the AfritaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com daily, as you can listen to live shows and archive shows. And if you want to be on the show, I've had four different individuals, and I'm going to put their pictures up, four different individuals who's coming to the ministry. Email me. It's emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? So be sure to do that. Now then, we have some new movies out. We have our very own brother Tyler Perry's Boo, A Madea Halloween. I heard it was good. Go see it. Then we have The Accountant. Then we have brother Kevin Hart, What Now? That's what I'm asking too. What now? And then we had a girl on the train. Be sure to go out to the movies. It's a great time to go out to the movies and find out what's going on. Get to see some of your friends and just have a good time. Just sit back and relax and be entertained. Praise God. Now we have new gospel music, and by far these are not the only gospel artists. I'm going to add some more. We have Psalmist Tamar LeMann. We have the Rance Allen Group and Psalmist Dottie Peoples. Be sure to support these gospel artists because they continue to minister unto our souls. Then we have the presidential election that's tiptoeing all the way in November. So we need to make sure, that everybody is aware what's going on. Parents, this is a very good time to speak to your children about the significance of present affairs and the emphasis on education and the emphasis on health care and things of that nature. And so be sure to follow the news and make an informed decision on whoever you want to select. You need to look at what you value as well as the educational aspects and things of that nature, and you need to make an informed decision. That is up to you. Now we have Fox new TV series star is now casting extras for a hair show. And if you want to read this particular, ad, then just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Speaking of email, on December the 3rd and the 10th, the AlfredaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com is hosting Santa's Great Toy Workshop at the Bellmead Civic Center in Bellmead, Texas, right outside of Waco. At least 80% of the gifts are under $10. Our adopted organization that we would like to make a contribution to is the St. Jude Children's Hospital. This hospital is a great hospital for children who are suffering from cancer. And these particular children, they don't have to pay. Their parents do not have to pay anything for them when they go to these hospitals. So it's very important that we support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. There will be a garage sale, and we have changed the date to the 4th and the 5th. On the 4th, we will be at the Bellmead Civic Center. I will have somebody there from 1 to 6 p.m. Everything is 50 to 80% off. You will not be disappointed. Please be sure on your lunch break, if you're close, to stop by there or when you get off of work. But it's very empty. Bellmead, Lacey Lakeview area, Elmont area, from 1 to 6 at the Bellmead Civic Center. Everything is 50 to 80% off. You're going to be very excited. Then that Saturday, we're going to move to the south part of town, and we will be at the Treasure City Flea Market. That is right off LaSalle in South Waco. So be sure. I will let you know where I will be exactly. But be sure to stop by. We have some great bargains, and we're only going to have this two-day event. And that's it. And then we're going to start preparing for our Santa's Toy Workshop, which is going to be huge because we have all of these particular toys and whatnot that's coming in, and we have to be able to prepare the store and things of that nature. If you want to contact me, it's emonya_love@yahoo.com. The verse for this particular week on this page is, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life," John 6:47. May that Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. So be sure to check out our freedomlovshow.com and stellargospelmusic.com. Be sure to stop by from 1 to 6 on the 4th of November at the Bellmead Civic Center. And then on the 5th, come to Treasure City in South Waco. Be sure to do that. Stop by, say hi, and let's be friends. Amen. Let's be friends. In addition to that, I'm going to have some information. We do have a couple of artists who will be with us this week. I have a couple of new reality shows that I would like to introduce to you and a couple of characters by way of different information and articles. So be sure to look out for that. Make sure that you continue to look out at the AlfredaLoveShow.com. We have different aspects on there that I will be promoting. We have, of course, speaking. We have fashion. We have health. We have education. Gospel artists. Be sure to check out our freedomloveshow.com and stellargospelmusic.com. If you would like any of those services, please be sure to email me. It's emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you have a unique talent, we're getting ready also for the 2017 The Most Beautiful Lady Talent, fashion show. And we want you to be there. Amen. We want you to be there. And so be sure to stay connected with me on Facebook, right? Dr. Afrida, Imanya Love, anything that deals with the business I have it public because I want everybody to know. Also check your papers and your listings. Also check my social media sites as well as this radio station, which we're going to be publicizing. So be sure to come out. As I said before, when you get off of work, you will see me, God's will, because I will be in the house at the Civic Center for this particular sale, huge sale, garage sale. So be sure to come out and also come out on that Saturday. So we're going to be in Bellmead and South Waco. So come out on that Saturday as well. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com. Be sure to text somebody, tell somebody about the show and the ministry. If you're a gospel artist or you have a gospel artist, please be sure to submit their information. I would love to play their music, and I would also love to publicize them as well. As I said before, shout out to 107.3 for playing one of my artist's music. I appreciate that so much. Also, remember to purchase Sister Tamala Mann's One Way. I'm going to also highlight a couple of radio hosts who are my friends. I have some in Dallas, New York, all over the world. Okay? Be sure to check those individuals out. Important dates. November 4th is the garage sale. November 5th is the garage sale. November 5th, I'll be there from 7 to 3. November 12th, we have a community feeding program. That's an organization we're going to kick off or prepare to kick off our nonprofit in 2017. December 3rd and 10th is Santa's Workshop. We request radio play for Psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford and also Psalmist Tamala Mann, One Way God Provides. So what's new? Be sure to check out our own sister Psalmist Yolanda Adams, Houston's Amazing 102.5, as well as Psalmist Kathy Taylor, KYND Radio 1520 AM. Who is looking for gospel artists, entertainers, and people with gifts for a radio interview? None other than Afrida Love on the AfridaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Good programs online. We have At Three with Me with none other than our own sister psalmist, Juanita Bynum. Special thanks to 107.3 for playing the gospel. And check out AfridaLoveShow.com. We have Speaking Psalmist, fashion, health, events, and check out StellarGospelMusic.com. We have artists, new projects, events, and radio history. Check us out. I'm telling you, check us out. Take a look at us. Hey. Oh, okay. Anyways, come back on tomorrow, God's will, because we're going to start walking a spiritual walk on the go. Amen. And we're going to talk about some great things. I need you to come back. I'm not going to tell you what we're going to talk about right now, because I'm waiting to hear from God. But you know it's going to be good, and it's going to be from God. And you know that you can benefit from it. So come back on tomorrow, and I'll have the time and everything for you. And once again, the number is 347-843-4981. Text somebody. Tell somebody that freedomloveshow.com was on and stellargospelmusic.com was on. If you missed the show or if they missed the show, all you have to do is go to freedomloveshow.com and click on Number One Love Radio or stellargospelmusic.com. Click on Number One Love Radio. Whoop, there it is. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. we say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.